This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Where am I? It was half past the hour, before, like seemed like seconds ago, and now already seven past the next hour on the Monday, March 26th program, DJV time, with Jennifer having exited stage left. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. And Stormy Daniels is here. Trump knows I'm telling the truth. Is that still trending? Where are we in trending story,
yeah.
Victoria?
That is still, that's right up there.
I don't think
we're going to get away from that for a while, for sure.
No. She opened up about her affair with her. Is it alleged? What is it? Is it an affair? What is it really? I don't know how these words somehow are defined. Affair, having an affair.
Well, I guess she wasn't having an affair, but it's an affair because he was married. And so
how many times did he see her?
Once.
Well, they had sex once, but they saw each other several times.
They did. Under what circumstances, under what conditions, how do these things get arranged? Maybe I'm a little naive when it comes to this stuff. Who calls who? Does he call her? Or somebody arrange it for him?
No, that was kind of the thing. Now, look, granted, this is back before he had political aspirations. So she said at the time it was not a secret. He would call her. She would put him on speakerphone. Her friends thought it was cool that the Donald was calling her. And so it just, I guess he was kind of dangling a carrot to get her on The Celebrity Apprentice, which she said during the interview she knew that NBC was never going to put a porn star on The Apprentice on, you know, Family Time. So she knew that he kind of dangled that carrot for a little over a year. And then he eventually said, you know, I wasn't able to get you on the show. And she knew that was never going to happen anyway. But he kind of stretched it out where he had her meet him his Beverly Hills hotel and in the bungalow. And then they had to sit and watch an entire episode of Shark Week, which really that's kind of like it's the worst publicity for Shark Week ever. Because that's been the number one kind of like meme that's come out of this on social media. People just saying, oh, God, this has ruined Shark Week for me.
Shark Week is not Sharknado. Shark Week is not Shark Tank. What is Shark Week?
Shark Week is on Discovery Channel, and it's a whole week of documentaries on sharks and new research, and I love Shark Week, but it's just kind of funny. I had no idea that, you know, I have something in common with Trump. There we go. We found common ground. We both like Shark Week.
All right, here she is, Stormy Daniels, or Ms. Clifford, revealing that she was threatened to keep quiet about this affair. Now, remember, this goes back to 2011.
I was in a parking lot going to a fitness class with my infant daughter, and a guy walked up on me and said to me, leave Trump alone, forget the story. And then he leaned around and looked at my daughter and said, a beautiful little girl, it'd be a shame if something happened to her mom. And then he was gone.
Sounds like a bad movie. So she has a daughter. Who's the father? Is she married, this woman? I don't know that much about her, actually.
I don't know if she's married now, but I don't know who the baby daddy is.
She has one child?
I believe just one, yes.
And she's 39 years old?
The oldest-looking 39-year-old in the history of the world, yes.
Anderson Cooper asked her why she previously signed the statement denying that the affair happened.
You thought that there would be some sort of legal repercussion if you didn't sign it.
Correct. As a matter of fact, the exact sentence used was, they can make your life hell in many different ways.
They being?
I believe it to be Michael Cohen. I felt intimidated and bullied, and I didn't know what to do, and so I signed it, even though I had repeatedly expressed that I wouldn't break the agreement, but I was not comfortable lying.
That's okay. The weirdest part of the story to me, is it's not even like, okay, whatever, if he cheated on his wife or he had sex with her, or blah, blah, blah. But it's just weird that they put so much effort into attempting to pretend like it didn't happen or to cover it up. Like, everyone knows that he's kind of sleazy and that he slept with other people. So why are they putting so much effort into pretending like it didn't happen?
Well, to clarify, I think she said that they didn't sleep together. They were in the same sack together enjoying other adult activities.
But I mean, they paid her off in 2011. This happened in 2006. They paid her off in 2011, or they threatened her in 2011 and then paid her off right before the election. I don't know. I feel like Trump is still trying to pretend like it didn't happen at all. I don't know if that's in an attempt to salvage his relationship with Melania or
what. No, it's just... It looks undignified that a president slept with a porn star. The Playmates and all the other stuff, you know, whatever. The only thing that can really come of this is the possible tie to election fraud, which it's campaign finance, basically, is where this was really going to get into the weeds. And I think it's going to come down to Michael Cohen is either going to get slapped with a really big fine or that he could face jail time for it, because it happened 11 days before the election. So
he paid her off 11 days before the election?
And then the NDA was signed 11 days before. So really...
if they didn't see each other from 2007, is that when they supposedly spent a night together or a day together or some time together?
I guess, yeah.
So all this has been going on for 10 years because one event like this took place?
Well, no, what happened was
what are they worried about? There's something else here. There's got to be something else. Given the fact that he's done it 30-some-odd, who knows how many times, this is not like a new experience for him.
Right. Well, it is new in the sense that it's a porn star. So I think the optics of that is really, really bad. And I think that's probably why they were trying to cover this up. Now, also, 11 days before the election, it was in the middle of the Access Hollywood story. That tape was everywhere. He looked really bad to a lot of women at that time. And then to then have a porn star come out and say, oh, yeah, I slept with him, too, right after Melania gave birth. That could have swayed a lot of voters who may have been on the fence. They may have just stayed home from the polls. So that's really what they say. And I thought that the guy from the Federal Election Commission, I thought he was really good during the Stormy Daniels interview afterwards. He spoke with Anderson Cooper explaining the nuances of these types of things, and that the fact that Trump did not pay Cohen back for the $130,000 actually puts Cohen really in the hot seat as being so much more than...
Back?
Well, we don't know why he didn't pay him back, but the fact that he didn't actually is worse for Michael Cohen, because it makes, you know, you're only allowed to donate a certain amount of money. Was it $2,000 and change?
So did it come from the campaign fund, the $130,000?
No, but, well, we don't know. We don't know. All of his letterhead at the time was all the Trump organization. So that's something that they're going to look into, I guess. But Michael Cohen could really end up being the big loser here in all of this. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes. People know who Trump is. Obviously, the women who voted for him, they look the other way. They don't seem to care that this is the kind of, you know, this is his character. So that's not going to change anything. But I do think that I think other people around him are probably going to get in some trouble for it.
All right. Here's another story that when you hear it, you think to yourself, oh, my God, really? Story of a college student who claims she was kicked off University of Cincinnati's women's volleyball team. She was singled out for an Instagram image that her coach deemed too sexy. So now she's suing the University of Cincinnati. This is, let's see, her name is Shalom Ifanyil, I guess. I don't know but I pronounce her name. The lawsuit names former coach Molly Avery, as well as one of the athletic directors at the University of Cincinnati's defendants. The lawsuit cites racial discrimination, sexual discrimination, harassment, all of this stuff. She was tossed off the team last year. Lawsuit alleges that she was harassed and shamed about her images posted on various social media as being too sexy. She's 19 years old. She maintains that she was fully clothed in the images, claims her teammates were not subjected to similar lectures. She was the only black girl on the team. So not, and then look, that's the kind of stuff. Again, you talk about presence and what the visual means, you know, the imagery that's here. You can see pictures all over Instagram. I'm looking at a couple of them now of the girls on the team. And I don't see that she's any more or less, if it's sexy, I don't even see that that's what's going on here.
It's just bizarre. Also, has University of Cincinnati ever seen a college girl's Instagram account?
Yeah.
All of the pictures are, you know, people going out, and every picture I've seen of her is not any worse than any other college
picture. No, that's the point.
So it's just bizarre.
I think that is the point, though.
Yeah, that she was subjected to this, I guess, treatment when other people weren't.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Yeah. She's going to get the city, or well, the state of Ohio runs University of Cincinnati. They'll pay. They'll have to pay her something. And it is, it is discrimination. Why can't you people grow? Why can't people grow up? For God's sakes. All right, let's think about something that's a problem for a lot of people who over the last 20, 30, 40 years, how long have timeshares been around? Has it been 60 years? How long have, when's the last, I mean, either of you have parents that own timeshares or anybody you know?
No. I know, sure, I know of some families who've had timeshares and things like that. I don't know how long they've been around, though.
Yeah. Well, for those of you who are still in a timeshare and you don't want to be in a timeshare, then you ought to contact Resort Release. Take it from me, when you're ready to leave the timeshare nightmare behind, you call Resort Release. Resort Release, 888-277-7245. They know how to permanently and legally terminate your timeshare. So call them, 888-277-7245. Find out why they've been able to help tens of thousands of people legally terminate your timeshare. Resort Release, 100% money-back guarantee that you will legally and permanently walk away. If you don't, get out of the contract. You don't pay them a nickel. That's it. They have Better Business Bureau rating of A+. Resort Release, 888-277-7245. When you're ready to leave the timeshare nightmare behind, call them at Resort Release, 888-277-7245.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here. I'm just shopping.
Oh.
Table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thank you.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Cause I've been on the run so long they can't find me. You're waking up to remember I'm pretty. And when the chemicals leave my
23 and change at the hour now in the entertainment news department with Victoria and Kara and I focused on Pink. She and her family are battling a virus that led her to call off her Montreal concert this past week. She's now been forced to cancel her upcoming Detroit date as well. She posted, quote, I've seen a doctor here in Montreal. I'm not going to be well enough to do the show in Detroit. Pink wrote this on Twitter. This is something that was scheduled for the Little Caesars Arena. Quote, I want to give you all the full show and not be hacking all the way through it. I have to cut songs because of my voice. She also added, I understand how much trouble you go through to be at my shows, what it entails, the planning, the schedules, and so forth. I'm very sorry, and I'm very grateful for your understanding. So she's going to reschedule those Montreal and Detroit concerts at a later time. She's supposed to be on the 27th in Louisville. So let's see if that works out for her. Stay hold a good thought always. All right, new music Monday, 25 past the hour. I always look forward to this and our Throwback Thursday segment. On Monday, we present to you three songs that Victoria has researched that are new on the scene to figure out. I guess she wants to know what I think and Kara thinks and what you think. So we start with Shawn Mendes. This is a song called Lost in Japan. It's a new single. There's no album that it comes from, at least yet anyway. Let's see if we like Shawn Mendes here in this tune. How old is this kid?
I think he's 19 or 20.
20? Yeah, I thought he was young. Sounds okay.
I like this a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's normally more acoustic singer-songwriter, but this is kind of like Justin Timberlake vibes to me from his last album.
That's what thank you. That's what I was trying to... I was trying to put together this sound with somebody else, and it was Justin. Yeah, you're right. Okay. All right, so that's the first of three. We're going to go up the ladder in terms of well-known people to the apex, which will be a tune from the Moody Blues. Before we get to that, though, here's Toni Braxton, a song called Long As I Live, from her first solo album in 8 years called Sex and Cigarettes. Oh, man. What do we think about Toni Braxton?
She still sounds really good.
It's a very Toni Braxton song to me. I like it, though.
Yeah, I like it. It's more of a modern take.
It's a commercial song.
Less ballady and a little more like up tempo.
Yeah. All right. So the Moody's and their future. This is actually from a new live album called Days of Future Past, which is one of their original albums. This is a live version of Wildest Dreams from the new album, and this is fabulous stuff. Moody's getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. It's about time. This is one of my favorite Moody songs. Crank it up, Carol, will you? Sounds good. Justin is 74. Say 70. I think he's 74, maybe 75. And there's only really two of them left that can function well in the circumstances. John Ledge. Yeah, I think John Ledge is the other one. But they got it. They've always been the best, the two best singers in the group. So listen to how Justin gets in. Yeah, Justin loves this song. You can tell he loves it when he sings it. But listen to the way, how many times have they performed this song in the last 40, 50 years, and he still gets into it. The orchestration always is what I love about the Moody's.
This song was from the 80s. I thought this was a resurgence hit for them.
No, this was it wasn't the first tune, but I don't believe, I think it may have been in an album from the 70s. I don't speak with authority on that. You can maybe nose around and see what you can find out, but no, this is an earlier Moody's tune, but it's good. Don't you love this song?
It's a great song.
Fabulous song. All right, so they get my thumbs up, Moody Blues, Wildest Dreams from the new live album, Days of Future Past, 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news at Ford headquarters in Detroit, the company said being frozen in the past is a death sentence. Ford have some big plans for the next 3 years. They will produce new trucks, new performance vehicles, new SUVs, and build new plants for hybrid SUVs. Every Ford of the future will have 4G LTE Wi-Fi. Ford will introduce four new nameplates and reduce the model cycle from 6 years to 3.3 years. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
An easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist opposed to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Take over more of your life, and happily so, 34 after the hour. This is the DJV show, Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen here in this half hour. It is Epilepsy Awareness Day, also known aka as Purple Day, become known as Purple Day as people are encouraged to wear the color purple to increase awareness of epilepsy. That's according to the World Health Organization. 50 million people around the world have epilepsy. I don't know if you've ever seen anybody have an epileptic fit. It is not a pleasant ordeal to see or certainly to go through. Nothing about it that's contagious. A lot of people don't know what it's all about, so they get afraid when they're around somebody who has an epileptic seizure. They used to be called epileptic fits. I think that's not politically correct anymore, but they are seizures. And nobody knows really what the cause is. The reason sometimes people get hurt injuries, maybe a disease that causes strokes, that sort of thing, infections in your brain, inflammation. It's pretty treatable, but it can be confusing, especially for children. Charlotte, my dog, used to, she had epilepsy, and she'd have a fit every once in a while. And what I did was just calm her down. She would get, it's caused sometimes by breathing in both animals and in humans. And short-nosed dogs sometimes have more of a problem. And sometimes people who have restricted or conflicted breathing patterns, it's not unlike, at least in terms of what I experienced. I've never had an epileptic fit, but I had somebody tell me once, because I used to have panic attacks when I was in my 20s, that it was almost the same kind of thing. It didn't necessarily manifest the same way outwardly, but inwardly it was the same sort of thing, except with panic attacks, they go away, and epileptic fits need some sort of support, whether medical or just sometimes it's with people, and with Charlotte, it was a hug. You just held her tightly until she caught her breath, and then she calmed right down. And so I think that's the, I don't know anybody. I remember when I was teaching I used to teach for 4 years. I taught English and speech at the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade level. And I remember one youngster in the 8th grade, one of the years I was teaching, had epilepsy and, would have, if in fact she was worried about a test or she was full of anxiety, it would create an epileptic event. And she would just, her eyes would go to the back of her head. She'd fall out of the chair. Sometimes was violent. And you just had to take her someplace where she could calm down. But it's brain related. Whereas I think with the other, it's more, although it can be, I think the vet said to me was that it could be something in Charlotte's brain, but more because she had a shorter nose, and that sometimes brings it about in animals. But anyway, the point is that this is Purple Day and a way for you to become more. See, this is the kind of thing, excuse me, Victor, I'm glad you bring these things to our attention, because this is the sort of thing that's very teachable. This is something where kids, if they don't know anything about it, will be full of fear. They'll be afraid. They'll scream or yell, or, you know, if something happens to a youngster in school going through something like this and nobody really knows what it is.
Yeah.
And there used to be, when I was teaching, there was a fear of this. Oh, you don't want to tell kids, you'll scare them too much. No, you give them, why would you? They're more scared if they don't know what it is. So if you teach youngsters about this, and frankly, there's a need to make sure that adults know about this too. Certainly, you know, people have weird, have you ever noticed that, weird reactions to things that they don't understand? And they just get,
it seems to be hardwired into our brains, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
But, you know, there have been so many wonderful stories of service dogs that have been trained specifically for epileptic kids.
Yeah.
And so they know when they sense when the seizure's coming on, and they'll go and they press up against the kid and, you know, and make the kid sit down, or so that they're not in a dangerous position where they might fall or hit their head or something like that. And it's just, it's yet another, we're all animal lovers here, so it's just yet another remarkable thing that dogs can do. But I think a lot more people are aware of epilepsy and things like that now too. Yeah.
Yeah, but there are so many other things, Victoria, that present adversity. Think about the adversity. It's certainly a difficult adversity to get over and to deal with, but something that people can and do. And think about what in your own life. This is an exercise now for a moment to think about what adversities you have in your own life and how do you overcome those adversities. Sometimes they're physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, financial, whatever. I know a lot of people who have some of the people, and I travel in different circles. It's very interesting, and I am very thankful for this. I travel in my agricultural, my circle of friends and people who are farmers, very important to me in my life. And because of what I do for a living, I encounter a lot of people who are rich and famous, in a manner of speaking. And I remember, I think sometimes if we put it, you know, you think, oh, well, guys like Elon Musk, for example, we were talking about his father, stepfather. I'm still trying to remember. I'm still, maybe the reason I'm bringing it up is because I'm still trying to figure out.
Elon Musk's father.
Yes.
Was married to a woman who had a daughter from a previous marriage, and he ended up having a baby with that stepdaughter.
But did he adopt her as his stepdaughter? Or was she just there?
Well, he claims that he never really considered her to be a stepdaughter, even though he was married to her mother, the mother for 18 years.
All right. So think about now, if you're in the position, use Elon Musk because everybody knows who he is. But take your, let's say it was somebody named Russell Blanchard. I'm just pulling that name out of my ear. And he had to deal with that, or you were trying to deal with a family that had that, and it just it seemed to be something that's almost impossible for you to understand and very difficult to get over or get around. How do you deal with that kind of adversity, or how do you deal with any kind of adversity? I give you a couple of three different examples, but the thing about it, and I remember this from a book that I read about tough times, what it says about what making it through tough times says about your personality. Some people give up. Some people blame. Some people overcome obstacles and make their lives better. And I'm one of the people that hopes that you, if you have adversity in your life, can discover a way to get, maybe you use your faith, maybe you use your intelligence. Not that the two don't go together, but you know what I mean? Just giving up isn't really a great way of, a lot of people have a lot of adversity. That just seems to be part of the human condition, whether it's disease. I tell you about my friend who has lymphatic cancer, and I thought 2 weeks ago he was going to be gone. And then I think I told the story on Friday, didn't I? Have my conversation with him that lasted over an hour on Thursday, and how great it was to talk to him, even though he can't go outside. He has zero white blood count, so he can't be around people. He can't go outside. It's too dangerous. But yet, he's being brought back around yet again. And I will tell you, as I don't apologize for my using this, my own way of sort of dealing with other people who have adversity, is to hold a thought for them. Some people call it prayer, whatever it is. But I when I feel very strongly about something or someone, I hold it in my thoughts through the day, at night, when I get up in the morning, those sorts of things. And I'm truly of the belief that those things help. Now, I'm not going to tell you that my doing it by myself is what overcame or what got his situation into a better curve on the bell. But I will tell you, a lot of people are holding good thoughts for this guy because he is a wonderful human being. He's done so much good for so many people. He's just a good guy. And people were, but the other side is, he didn't let a lot of people know how sick he was. I know because I'm close to him, but there were a lot of people who didn't know, had no idea how sick he was. And, you know, like in 3 weeks, he's lost 40 pounds, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, but he really is. And he's coming, listen, you never count anybody out. I would never, when I first found out that my former wife, Tony, had breast cancer, and when they told me how serious it was, I thought, you know, I was trying to support my children, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, wow, this isn't going to be good. And she lasted for 21 years after she found out she had it. So you don't, if you let it define you, I guess that's sort of the message here in terms of adversity. If you let it define you, then it will. If you don't let it define you, then it won't. Even though some people may see, they'll look at a guy like him and say, my God, what's wrong? And then he'll say, well, I've got this, that, or the other thing, and I'm going through treatment. And then he'll divert the conversation to this is what he did with me on Thursday. I called him. He answered the phone, and his voice, I could tell right away that he was better. So I said, what's going on? And he told me. We spent 4 or 5 minutes on it, and he said, okay, enough about me. Let's talk about you, because he's helped me work on a lot of the things that will save the farm. But it just was that sort of that moment when you think, you know what? This is really great. If you've never seen, there's a book called Out of Bad Comes Good. And so when, and that's really the, it sort of reminds me of the book by Rabbi Kushner, when bad things happen to good people. It's the same. That's a book that's full of stories of how people who had bad circumstances overcame them and kept living their lives. And I think that's sort of, if I don't want to belabor the point, but I think it's a great lesson for us all. And speaking of that, the people in Puerto Rico who have been trying to overcome what is a horrible, they were in horrible shape to begin with, and then Hurricane Maria blew through there and wiped out the island. I thought it was very interesting that there's a new comic book character from DC Comics called, you'll help me with this, Victoria, La Borinquena. Is that right? How close am I?
I think it's Borinquena. I think the R's are like D's. I don't speak Spanish, so don't hold me to it, but I believe Borden. That's how it is.
Okay.
But yeah, it's what an interesting approach to raise awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And to go right to a totally different demographic than, you know, you're not just watching it on the news. Like you're really, I think it's incredible, actually. Mm-hmm. And the fact that DC Comics has gotten on board and has lent these other characters to be a part of her story, I love that, too.
Yeah. This lady helps the people of Puerto Rico rebuild the island, and Wonder Woman is involved, and Batman and Superman. So it's a comic that has been written around the reality of what's going on in Puerto Rico. And if you follow Rosario Dawson, who's on Chicago Fire, I think, she's the young driver. She and the blonde lady who drive the ambulance. She's become very prominent in this circle, and they're calling it Reconstruction, which is obviously a play of Puerto Rican. And so anyway, if you follow the comic, the heroine helps the island financially, also force Americans to engage in issues and the circumstance that impact these Puerto Ricans. Reconstruction, Reminiscing and Rebuilding Puerto Rico, now available for pre-order. It'll be out on the 23rd of May. And is it a series or just one comic book?
I think it's one long it's an anthology.
It
might be several different stories all in one big collection.
Yeah. Well, it's been 6 months since the hurricane blew through there, and they still have a hell of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So it brings around attention to it, and there's not anything bad. Again, getting over adversity would help. It always, you got, whether it's a singular adversity, a personal adversity, or something that's big like this, nice to have help and support. So good luck to them as they continue to try to raise money and bring awareness around to a situation. It was bad because they had bad leadership. Now it's worse because there doesn't still seem to be much leadership trying to create. When you think about how many people still don't have electricity and don't have food, that's pretty amazing. Here's something else that's amazing. Those of you who are looking for a new job, the smartest tool around. I was listening to another radio person talk about ZipRecruiter over the weekend, and I thought, you know, this is an interesting approach because everybody, we all are given a certain set of facts about ZipRecruiter, and we tell the story as we see it or as we experience it or we think it. So I was listening to him talk about having a business. This was one of those financial shows, and hiring people and where he posts jobs for the best candidates. And he made me a believer, man. If I wasn't a believer before, ZipRecruiter, with all the competition that's out there, this is by far the best because it's so easy to use. And you get such good quality candidates because their software is so good. So if you're running a business and you're trying to, your challenge is to find the next really great superstar in your company, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use ZipRecruiter free and figure out for yourself how this works. It's the smartest way to hire. It really is. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Try it for yourself once, and you'll be sold. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine.
Music from the movie, I Can Only Imagine. I saw it last week. Chucker saw it this past weekend. What'd you think, Chucker?
I liked it, actually.
Yeah.
It's in the faith-based religious category. It appeals to that type of an audience. But I got to tell you, when the movie started, the lead actor, I've never seen him before, his name is J. Michael Finley.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I was going to like it. Like, it took me about 10 minutes to know if I was going to like his performance or not. But I thought he was very appealing on screen, and I did some research. He's a Broadway actor that they cast. I guess they needed somebody with a very good singing voice. But I thought he carried the film, and I was actually pretty impressed the fact that Dennis Quaid gave a really solid performance in the movie. Because a lot of times when actors of his stature are hired to do movies that are not big Hollywood fare, they maybe they could phone it in. But he brought his A game and did a really good job.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I thought the overall story was compelling, and it held my attention throughout its two-hour running time. And these faith-based movies go. I've seen more than a few. Some are not so good. Some are okay.
Yeah.
I think this, in terms of quality, was by far the best I've seen in a theatrical release.
I don't like being hit over the head with the message. I don't. It annoys me, actually. I don't want to be sold. And so there was that. I was in and out of that with this movie. But I did, I agree with you, the kid's voice is fabulous. The story, if you can sort of pull out some of the lectures on Jesus and God and that stuff. I mean, I'm
But I don't, you know, I don't think they really got to that aspect.
It was
about
a little heavy-handed.
Quarter mark.
Yeah.
It wasn't overly heavy-handed, but it's done very well and is caught on word-of-mouth-wise at the box office.
Well,
it's done well.
I want to know how the Apostle Paul, now that movie was out. That's another one of these movies, but I went to see it because I like Jim Caviezel, whatever, however you pronounce his name. I find him a very appealing actor. I like the way he...
What part did he play in that movie?
He played Luke. He played the writer of the gospel.
Now let me ask you a question.
He played Paul telling Luke's story.
Now let me ask you a question. Since he's so well known as playing Jesus in Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ, did it feel weird casting to cast him in another role in a religious film?
Yeah, kind of. But I mean, I think actually. He's playing the same part. It's just at the end, he lives and he didn't in the other movie.
He's not bleeding throughout the whole movie.
No, no. It's a good story. I also saw that Simon movie and Midnight Sun, which I'll talk with you. Then we'll get the box office totaled right after this.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
All right, so Chuck, I went to see Simon. The gay kid with, I don't know who the kid is that's playing it, but it's a very likable movie. But I'll tell you what I like best. I like very much Patrick Schwarzenegger and Bella Thorne in this Midnight Sun movie. They were both really likable, just sweet. It was I would recommend that movie. Was something that made me...
I got to tell you, you're seeing so many movies, I think I should host a show. You should be the critic.
All right, what about box office totals from the weekend? What happened?
Pacific Rim Uprising, number one, $28 million. It's a respectable but not great opening weekend on a film that cost $150 million. It's primarily this movie's made, Doug, to do business overseas. Black Panther now becoming the highest-grossing superhero movie ever. $16 million, $630 million in 6 weeks. Very impressive. I can only imagine the movie we just spoke about, $13 million, $38 million in 2 weeks on the $7 million budget. Animated Sherlock Gomes, $10 million. And then Tomb Raider ran out the top five, $10 million, $41 million in business.
Yeah. All right. That's an interesting
combination. Glad to see you going into movies, though. I'm very
impressed. Thank you, Trevor. Me too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.